Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On the line is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. The You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff on Sunday from 11 to 1 p.m. leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network right there on the Odyssey app.
Nick. What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Oh, we are fantastic. Well.
How are you?
Well, I'm guessing not as... I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and my team's in the playoffs. The Guardians have not technically clinched yet. But, man, what a week for Cleveland sports, huh? Browns beat the Packers. Epic collapse by the Detroit Tigers. Guardians now a full game up with the tiebreaker on Detroit. And betting market thinks that Cleveland's going to win the AL Central, and Cleveland's going to be a playoff team this year. You know, we talked last week. I didn't think it was possible.
Numbers told us it wasn't possible. You know, Nick?
This Tigers collapse is one for the ages, and that's not to discredit Cleveland or what Cleveland's done. They've had to win games, obviously. Like, they've won 9 of 10. The Tigers have lost 9 of 10. Just absolutely stunning that the Guards are 14 games over 500 and still have a negative run differential this year. Like, it's actually incredible, and you give them a ton of credit. And on the flip side, like, you can't kill the Tigers enough. So I think Cleveland sports fans should be pretty excited right now.
That's probably going to end, though, if they win today. I mean, they're too short on the negative. But you're right. I look at that, and I'm like, man, how are they doing this? This is smoke and mirrors. But if the Guards have to play the Tigers again next week, which would probably, I'm assuming it would be here. But if the Guards had to play the Tigers again next week during the playoffs, how do you think the books will look at that?
I mean, well, what would you want to do?
I just think it's really, really hard to keep beating a team up over and over, and they'd be on a 6 or 7 game winning
Especially
streak against
a pretty good team.
I mean, the Tigers
they're kind of losers now, though. No, I'm not saying that to be a jerk.
No, I get it, but you know, it's baseball's a weird game. I don't know. It's the Guardians have climbed this mountain. You get to the mountain now. It's okay. I've reached my goal of trying to get to where we are. Then you have to kind of wonder what's over the. Over
Look,
the horizon.
I
think the Guardians pitching staff has been amazing, best in baseball.
So. I'll just speak as a better, right?
Okay.
So if Cleveland has to play the Yankees or Seattle, like that's a different conversation. Not that Cleveland can't win, but the conversation's different. And I can be wrong with what I'm about to say. Like, I don't have to be right. But if this is how this is going to play out, right? Mm-hmm. And the Tigers somehow manage to hold on to a wild card berth, and the Guards, win the division. And that's how this is going to go. And they play again in the wild card round or whatever. Why would I bet Detroit? Just like because they were good early in the regular season. Like, this collapse has been unbelievable, and they're just gonna of course it can happen that the switch gets flipped and the Tigers start playing better and maybe they start beating Cleveland. And that's the difference, guys. And I love sports talk radio, and I love sports just plain sports talk television. But when you introduce betting into the equation, right? There's a second question that has to be asked. Like, could the Tigers do this? Like, yes, of course they could. Like, anything can happen. But then the second question is, would you bet on it? So, like, if you wanted to bet on Guardians-Tigers with the way this season ended, with the Guardians owning Detroit at the end of the year, and assuming this continues, right, and they have the game coming up later this evening, the Guardians win the division, like, would you bet Detroit to beat them in that series? I wouldn't. which doesn't mean they
no,
can't
especially
win.
If it's
just
here,
that
I wouldn't, especially if it's here. If it was there, I might think twice about it. So
I honestly, I might like it more if it's in Detroit.
Ugh.
Because then they're playing in front of their home fans with the pressure, and that they will be ready to boo the hell out of that team the moment something goes wrong. At least on the road, you're kind of free of that a little bit, and you can just kind of be a little loose, and you don't have the pressure of your own fan base turning against you. And I tell you that as a Yankee fan, where every October, Yankee fans are waiting for the other shoe to drop and to boo the team as soon as things start going poorly. And that's going to be what happens with Detroit. It's going to be what happens with the Mets if the Mets make it and host home games with their collapse and how this has gone, which, again, doesn't mean that the results have to go that way. Just like, would you bet on it? I wouldn't want to bet on Detroit or the Mets at this point.
Nick Costos joining us. He's our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Let's go football here. If you have a Browns team that somehow came back to beat the Packers going to Detroit to play a powerhouse offense, you're thinking what for a man in your position?
So remember, I came on with you guys last week and I didn't say I wanted to bet the Browns, and I didn't end up betting the game. I bet the under, which did win. The reason why the Browns were a popular bet last week was because the defense wasn't really, how good the defense was not really being accounted for in the betting market. With how well they played against Baltimore, despite the final score, like, your audience watches the games, right? You know that the Browns played way better than 41-17 in that game against Baltimore, and that they should have beaten the Bengals in week one. If Andre Schmidt makes his kicks, if the receivers hold on to passes and they don't get picked off, like the Browns should be 2-1 right now. So then that takes us to this game where Detroit obviously manhandles the Ravens on Monday night.
Yep.
Detroit's a 10-point home favorite right now against Cleveland. And, you know, pending the injury report, like, we know the Browns' offensive line is not 100% healthy. Like, DeJuan Jones just got placed on injured reserve. Like, we'll see about Conklin and Betonio. So there's still some stuff to be figured out, guys, with this game as far as injuries go for the Browns. But if the Browns are going to enter this game with, like, a relatively clean bill of health, I'm going to like Cleveland plus the points here. It's not going to be one of my favorite bets of the week, but yes, like, what do I want to do? I'm going to want to bet the Browns here, and I'm probably going to want to bet the under as well in the game. The total is sitting at 44.5. For as good as Detroit's offense was Monday night against Baltimore, I kind of think the Ravens' defense stinks. Like, it's not very good. And you can attack them up the middle, whereas the spine of this Browns defense, especially, and like, how jacked up were Browns fans watching Mason Graham on Sunday? He was so good on Sunday. And Collins was so good on Sunday. Like, the interior of this defensive line is so good. I don't think the Lions are going to be able to run the ball on the Browns like the way they were on the Ravens. So at 10, assuming health for the offensive line, I would be interested, guys, in betting the Cleveland Browns. And I would like the under in the game as well, 44.5. The Browns are going to have trouble scoring on offense all year, and I do like their defense a lot.
All right, my friend, it's a busy time for us. Hope you enjoy it from your standpoint.
Well, me too. Wishing you guys minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Of course, when Nick enjoys, Nick earns money. So that's good.
That's true.
Thank you, Nick.
You got it.
Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joining us.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Which member of the Browns has to step it up, folks? Which member has to step it up? There are a lot of folks you might throw into this one. I have one guy in particular, and I'm not even saying it's because of him in particular. We'll get into that next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.